Sure. Okay, we're going to pray and then we'll get started. Also, Father, we thank you for your love, your kindness, your goodness. We just ask that you bless us together, bless this day, that we can grow in a knowledge and understanding of you, your word, that we would learn more and more what it means to have an interest in you, and that we would see an interest in you in our own hearts and lives, and we'd be comforted and greatly encouraged. God, continue to use our church and grow our members. And God, for everyone who is struggling this morning, different things in their lives, I just pray, Father, that you would comfort them in your word and with your spirit, and resolve these situations. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, well, this morning we are moving along and looking at our interest in Christ. Esta mañana estamos siguiendo adelante en examinando nuestro interés en Cristo. I think this part will take 3 times. Yo creo que esta parte va a tardar 3 sesiones, 3. What I want to ask is, lo que quiero preguntar. So we've looked at the dangers or the falsely converted. That's what we hablamos con los falsamente convertidos. The last time we talked about hypocrites. La vez pasada hablamos de hipócritas. How can we tell the difference between hypocrisy and reality? ¿Cómo podemos diferenciar entre hipocresía y realidad? Now we get to the good stuff. Ahora llegamos a las buenas cosas. So it's difficult to look at the false things. Es difícil a ver las cosas falsas. And the reason it's difficult, y la razón que es difícil, sometimes we even see those things in our lives. A veces vemos esas cosas en nuestras vidas. The struggle with those things causes us to doubt. La lucha con esas cosas nos causa dudar. And we see people who live a life of those things among us. Y vemos gente que vive una vida de estas cosas entre nosotros, and we fear for their soul. Y tememos por su alma. And so those things are often very, very difficult to deal with. Esas cosas son muy, muy, muy difíciles a veces a tratar. Para mí, and maybe I'm wrong, tal vez estoy mal, or maybe it's just a preference, or tal vez es solo un preferente. I like to look at the positive confirmations. A mí me gusta ver los confirmaciones positivos. So, where can we see the work of God? ¿Dónde podemos ver la obra de Dios? Not where can we see a false work. No, ¿dónde podemos ver una falsa obra? So the whole, as we look through our study, mientras vemos a través de nuestro estudio, the Bible looks at false things. La Biblia mira falsas cosas. But the Bible also looks at positive things. También la Biblia mira las cosas positivas. When I say positive, I don't mean a flaky positive idea. No quiero decir una idea positivo solo como en la idea de pensamiento positivo. I mean an active work of the Spirit in us. Yo quiero decir una obra activa del Espíritu en nosotros. So the question that I want to ask, what is meant by having the Spirit? ¿Qué quiere decir tener el Espíritu? So we know a Christian has the Spirit, ¿no? Nosotros sabemos una cristiano tiene el Espíritu, right? The New Testament makes it clear. El Nuevo Testamento hace claro. We are the temple of God. Estamos el templo de Dios. His Spirit dwells in us. Su Espíritu habita en nosotros. And you also have this difficult idea, también tienes esa idea difícil, of the indwelling of the Spirit, the habitación del Espíritu, ¿no? What is meant by that? ¿Qué quiere decir esto? And what is the intention of that? ¿Y cuál es la intención de esto? I want to read something from our confession this morning. Quiero leer algo brevemente de nuestra confesión, because I think it helps us, creo que nos ayuda to understand what is meant by an indwelling, a entender qué quiere decir una habitación del Espíritu. So, on the section in our confession, the section de nuestra confesión of sanctification, it comes right after adoption. Viene justamente después de adopción. And chapter 13, está en capítulo 13. And I just want to read the definition of what they say for sanctification. Solo quiero leer la definición de lo que ellos dicen de sanctification in our confession, in nuestra confession. So I'll read this and then I'll go really slow. Voy a leer esto y voy a ir muy lento so that we're all understanding, para que todos estamos entendiendo. Those who are united to Christ, a todos aquellos que son justificados, effectually called and regenerated, dice, aquellos que están unidos a Cristo son llamados. So everyone who's in Christ, todos los que están en Cristo, have been effectually called and regenerated. Han sido efectuosamente llamado y regenerado. And if you look at the confession, si ves la confesión, they've been justified and adopted as well. Han sido justificados y adoptados también. And it says, so they're regenerated and called, having a new heart and a new spirit created in them through the virtue of Christ's death and resurrection. Dice, teniendo un nuevo corazón y un nuevo espíritu creado en ellos, la muerte y resurrección de Cristo. So, you have like in Colossians, tienes como en Colossenses, Ephesians, Ephesus. We were dead and were made alive. Estamos muertos y nos hizo vivos, right? That is in the resurrection of Christ. This is in the resurrection of Cristo. The new life that we now have. La nueva vida que ahora tenemos. Restating what they said in the past three chapters. Solo están rediciendo lo que han dicho en los tres capítulos pasados. They're explaining justification and adoption. Están explicando llamamiento efectuoso, justificación y adopción. Again, just making it clear, solo para hacerlo claro. And now it comes to the part on sanctification. Ahora viene la parte de sanctification.
Pastor Jonathan.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was grabbing my confession. Where are you at?
Chapter 13, paragraph 1.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
On sanctification or of sanctification. And we're right after where it says, death and resurrection, comma. It says, are also farther sanctified, really and personally, through the same virtue. So it says here, dice aquí, creados en ellos en virtud de la muerte y la resurrección de Cristo, son aún más sanctificados de un modo real y personal. So the one who is effectually called, el quien es llamado efectuosamente, justified, justificado, adopted, adoptado, are really and personally sanctified. Son realmente y personalmente santificado. No? It's very important that we get this. How? Como? By his word and spirit dwelling in them. Dice, por su palabra y espíritu que mora en ellos. So, how are we sanctified? ¿Cómo somos santificados? According to our confession, de acuerdo con nuestra confesión.
By his word and spirit.
His word and his spirit dwelling in us. Su espíritu, su palabra y su espíritu habitando en nosotros. So, go ahead.
His word dwelling in us and his spirit dwelling in us, or his word and his spirit dwelling in us? What do you, I mean, I know you can't tell from that, but you have any
clue? I would have to go back and look. Tienes que regresar y mirar. I just looked at this. Acabo de ver esto. I can't remember what I came to. No puedo recordar lo que llegué. It can be, I think we're okay with either one. Creo que estamos bien con cualquiera. If it's his word, it's the word preached and studied. Si es su palabra, es predicado y estudiado. And his spirit using that in our life. The dwelling of the spirit in us, y habitación del espíritu en nosotros, using that, usando esa. Or, it's through his spirit making the word dwell in us. It's a través del espíritu haciendo la palabra habitó en nosotros. Because without the spirit, we can't do that. Sin espíritu, no podemos hacer eso. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. The dominion of the whole body of sin is destroyed. El dominio del cuerpo entero de pecado es destruido. This is very important. Muy importante. The dominion of it's destroyed. El dominio de eso es destruido. It doesn't mean we don't sin. No quiere decir no pecamos. We're not dominated by sin. No somos dominados por el pecado. By the grace of God, as Paul says in Romans 7, por la gracia de Dios, como Pablo dice en Romanos 7, we don't live like we used to live. No vivimos como antes vivimos. No? Says, and the several lusts thereof are more and more weakened and mortified, and they are more and more quickened and strengthened in all saving graces, to the practice of all true holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. Dice, y las diversas concupiscencias mismo se van debilitando y mortificando más y más, y se van vivificando y fortaleciendo más y más en todos los virtudes salvadores, para la práctica de todo verdadera santidad, sin la cual nadie verá el Señor. So I want to make this point. Quiero hacer este punto. The work of the Spirit in us, the obra del Espíritu Santo in nosotros, causes us to die to ourselves, causa que morimos en nosotros mismos, mortify the sin in us, mortifica el pecado en nosotros, and walk in holiness y andar en santidad. And that's where communion is. Y ese es donde está comunión. Right? So you need to make this connection. Debes hacer esa connection. The work of sanctification of the Spirit, obra del Espíritu Santo en nosotros sanctificación, and our communion with God in holiness, y nuestra comunión con Dios en santidad. So I want to hang out in the last part of this. Quiero detenernos un poco en la última parte. The Holy Spirit dwelling in us, Espíritu Santo habitando en nosotros, sanctifies us, nos sanctifica. So according to the confession, de acuerdo con confession, without the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, we can't be sanctified. Sin el Espíritu Santo habitando en nosotros, no podemos ser sanctificados. But the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, el Espíritu Santo habitando en nosotros, sanctifies us, nos sanctifica, And that includes two things. Yes, they include those cultures. The removal of sinful things, quitando cosas pecaminosas, and the introduction of holiness, the introduction de santidad. And in that, we see the Lord. En este vemos al Señor. So they quote from Hebrews. Ellos citan de Hebreos. Without holiness, no one sees the Lord. Sin santidad, nadie ve al Señor. So the implication there is, with holiness, we see the Lord. Con santidad, vemos al Señor. Now, they're not speaking of a physical vision. Or the author of Hebrews is not. El autor de Hebreos no está hablando de una visión física, but our communion with God. Pero nuestra comunión con Señor. In holiness, we have communion. Con santidad, tenemos comunión. So, I wanted to start here, quería empezar aquí, to show you that what we're moving on to, lo que estamos moviendo, is the work of sanctification, la obra de santificación, and that requires the Spirit dwelling in us. Y esto requiere el Espíritu habitando en nosotros. So, when we ask, what does it mean that the Holy Spirit dwells in us? Cuando hacemos la pregunta, ¿qué queremos decir? Que el Espíritu Santo habita en nosotros. We're referring to the communion of God that we have. Estamos refiriendo a la comunión de Dios que tenemos. We are referring to us growing in our relationship with God. Estamos refiriendo a nosotros creciendo en nuestra relación con Dios. Okay. Anybody have any questions up to this point? ¿Alguien tiene pregunta hasta este punto? Shoot. Dámelo.
Okay, so thank you. He's helping us to lay aside sin.
Está ayudándonos a dejar pecado.
And more and more quickens and strengthens us in all saving graces.
Más y más nos fortalece en todos los gracias salvadoras. You're gonna see that phrase throughout the whole confession. Vemos esta frase durante la confesión various times, varias veces.
The whole phrase?
The
saving graces.
Saving graces. Los gracias salvadoras.
So what is it referring to?
And it's a difficult thing to define. But it means not the grace that saves us in justification. No la gracia que nos salva en justificación. But it's speaking of sanctification. Está hablando de sanctificación. The purging of sin from our life. The calidad de nuestra vida. And the walking in holiness. Andar en santidad. I wrote something on this. Escribe algo sobre esto. I can't remember where else it mentions it. No me recuerdo donde más lo mencionó. In the moment. It's directly tied, it's una conexión directo with the means of grace that God gives us to walk with Him. De los medios de gracia que Dios nos da para andar con Él. So, He helps us in the means of grace. Él nos ayuda en medio de gracia. So, we sit under the preaching. Nosotros sentamos bajo la predicación. The Spirit uses those things to sanctify us. El Espíritu usa esas cosas para sanctificarnos.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Could it refer to things like the fruits of the Spirit?
Yes, absolutely. Puede referir a las cosas de fruits of the Spirit. Yes. So, you have to be cautious. Tenemos que tener cuidado. We grow, in a sense, in the fruit of the Spirit. Nosotros crecemos en un sentido in a fruit of the Spirit Santo. However, that is the evidence of the Spirit in us. Pero también es evidencia del Espíritu en nosotros. Right, so, you have Paul writing to the Thessalonians, tienes Pablo escribiendo a los Thessalonicenses. You don't need me to write to you about brotherly affection. No necesitas que yo te escribo de afección fraternal. Why? You were taught it by God. Fuiste enseñado por Dios. Jonathan taught on this yesterday morning in Sunday school. Jonathan enseñó sobre esto en la escuela dominical ayer. God appears, cuando la gracia de Dios se manifiesta, he's trained in worldly passions, nos ha enseñado a renunciar en piedad y pasiones mundanas, and to walk in self-control and justice and righteousness, andar en sobria, justo y algo más. So we see the work of God. Spirit, vemos la obra de Dios en su espíritu, doing this in us, haciendo en nosotros esto. So, we just have to be careful, not to say, well, I don't have these things and I need to get them. I say, no tengo esas cosas y necesito obtenerlos. We have them in the spirit. They are the fruit of the spirit. Nos tenemos ellos en el espíritu. Son el fruto del espíritu. Sometimes they're more evident in our life than others.
Okay, so Hebrews, so cite, and you cite it, Hebrews 12, 14.
Without
says, strive. Uh-huh. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
Yes.
So we're to strive for that holiness.
So that's my point. That's my point. The fruit of the Spirit is a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of the Spirit is un fruto del Espíritu. We're not given more of the Spirit. No estamos dando más del Espíritu, right? When He dwells in us, cuando Él habita en nosotros, when we're talking about the dwelling of the Spirit in us, estamos hablando de la habitación del Espíritu en nosotros. When we're saved, cuando estamos salvos, His Spirit is put in us. Su Espíritu está puesto en nosotros, right? And His Spirit does what we just read from the confession. Su Espíritu hace lo que acabamos de leer en la confesión. However, sin embargo, we are to grow in those things as well. Debemos crecer en esas cosas también. So we're to strive with peace, for peace with everyone. Debemos luchar por la paz con todos and for holiness y por santidad. So we are made holy at salvation. Estamos hechos santos en salvación. Paul writes to the Ephesians, to the saints in Ephesus. Pablo escribe a la iglesia en Efesios. A los santos en Efesios. And yet we are sanctified as well. Y también somos santificados. We are made more holy. Somos hechos más.
Holiness set apart.
Yes. Holiness para ser set apart.
Because I think of holiness and I think of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't reach that.
Never. So, that's, the pregunta de Maribel is holiness no es perfección. So, there's a distinction. I have a distinction. Holiness means to be set apart, no? Santidad quiere ser apartado. So we're separate from the world. Estamos separados del mundo. But we're also to be holy as He's holy. Pero también debemos ser santos como Él es santo. We grow into that. Nosotros crecemos en esa, and it's never going to happen until glorification. Y nunca va a pasar hasta glorificación.
Complete. It's not right.
Complete. Completely. Incomplete.
When you say that, I'm thinking of the way you live.
Uh-huh.
In terms of your actions.
Yes.
So am I correct?
Yes. So.
But we still have a perverse heart.
We're battling.
Okay.
So, Thessalonians, and this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, your holiness. Right. Esa es la voluntad de Dios por nosotros en Cristo Jesús, su santidad. To push us along and grow.
But doesn't the ESV say your sanctification?
It's the same word, though. It's the Greek word.
So sanctification and holiness are always the same word.
Yeah, same word. So when we speak of sanctification, we're speaking. The word there in the Greek is agios, and it means holy. And which literally means cut, just separate.
So in doing so, like Edwin was preaching last night, when we fail and we fall,
mm-hmm.
then the Lord is the one that, because of His love for us, preserving us, brings us back to repentance.
One of the greatest, I can't wait to get there, uno de los grandes versículos no puedo esperar llegar ahí, Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews capítulo 4. Come with confidence to the throne of grace. Vengas con confianza a throne de gracia, right? Saving graces. Here they are. You know, those gracias salvadores, como en confesión aquí está. We come to the throne of grace for them. Tenemos el trono de gracia por ellos. And it says, that you may receive grace and help in a time of need. Para que recibas gracia y ayuda en tiempo de necesidad. What is our time of need? ¿Cuál es nuestro tiempo de necesidad? So let me tell you what our world sees, and then I'll tell you what Hebrews means. Te voy a decir lo que nuestro mundo ve y lo que Hebreos ve. Let's just say I have a very busy day today. Vamos a decir que tengo un día muy ocupado. I have all this bad stuff going on in my life. Tengo muchas cosas malas pasando en mi vida. So I'm going to go to the throne of grace so he'll remove these things. Yo voy a ir al trono de gracia para que él quite esas cosas. That's not what it's saying. Ese no es lo que está diciendo. I'm going to the throne of grace so that he'll uphold me in these things. Yo voy al trono de gracia para que él mantenga me en estas cosas. He gives me grace to make it. Él me da gracia para aguantar. You see that in Job. Vemos esto en Job. He makes it. Él llega, right? And that's the grace that we find there. That's the gracia que encontramos ahí. And that's sanctification. Yes, it's sanctification. And we're going to see, as we progress in sanctification, vamos a ver, mientras progresamos en sanctification, we grow in our knowledge, understanding, and faith. Crecemos en nuestro conocimiento, entendimiento y fe. And that causes us to be closer with the Lord. Y es la causa que estamos más cerca con el Señor. Okay, Desiree, I don't know if you ever got to your question, because we made several stops.
I got some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I got some of them.
Keep going.
Right, grow in knowledge, what, and faith? Understanding.
Understanding.
So, okay. So, without which no man shall see the Lord. Yeah, that saving graces was my first question. That was, without which no man shall see the Lord. So.
Seeing sometimes, yeah, not even us anymore. That's the problem.
So that's not right here talking about finally in eternity after we die physically seeing the Lord.
I think it's both and.
Okay.
Eucharist, dos y los dos. So it's in holiness we see the Lord. We're going to see that in a minute. En santidad vemos al Señor. Vamos a ver esta en un momento. And without the final state of glorification, we will not be there. Sin el estado final de glorificación, no estaremos ahí.
Without that final holiness, that perfect holiness, we won't see the Lord. But here on earth, because it's something that because that holiness is something that we're told to strive for, then it's a practical, tangible holiness, and we see the Lord better because of that.
Yes, that's the point.
I think I've asked, so, I know I've asked you this three times, but this is really important.
Yes, it's very, very important. I think this is probably, when we speak of sanctification, yo creo que cuando hablamos de sanctificación, la idea, Desiree está preguntando, esta santidad de que habla Hebreos, ¿es el último santidad o es ahorita? Y yo digo, es los dos. Entonces, hay un sentido donde es en santidad que tenemos comunión con la señorita, pero hay un sentido que sin el último santidad en glorificación nadie ve al Señor. Pero ahorita es práctico en nuestras vidas en que nosotros debemos luchar por la santidad. So I think this doctrine, Kirby has a doctrina, when we're speaking of sanctification, cuando hablamos de sanctificación, it's very, very important. It's muy importante. Because the question is, why are we sanctified? ¿Por qué somos santificados? Why we're justified, somos justificados, and the one who's justified is effectually called, el quien es justificado es efectuosamente, he's justified, está justificado, and he's adopted, está adoptado. You can't lose that. No puedes perder ese. This is sure, it's seguro. So why doesn't the Lord just take us to heaven? Porque el Señor no solamente nos lleva al cielo,
glorifying himself to the people around.
Lord. He has a plan for it, payment plan for us. And our inquiry, nuestra inquisición, is what is that plan? What is that the plan? Well, why is de ser sanctificado? So that we grow in a greater understanding of Him. Para que crecemos en un mayor entendimiento de Él. And why does God want us to grow in our understanding of Him? ¿Por qué Dios quiere que crecemos en nuestro entendimiento de Él?
We have a greater capacity now in eternity.
Tenemos una mayor capacidad de crecer en la eternidad. ¿Por what reason? ¿Por qué razón? Just so we know Him. Solo para que lo desea relación. But for why? Para qué? So for instance, will He be revealed to those in hell? ¿El va a ser revelado a los del infierno? You look at Revelation 14. The song that they're going to sing, the canción que ellos van a cantar, He is creator and He's just. Él es creador y Él es justo. They're going to know the truth of God. Van a saber la verdad de Dios.
The unbelievers are going to sing?
The unbelievers. That's the song they sing. It's the canción que ellos cantan. Revelation 14, Apocalypse 14. But is he glorified in them receiving justicia? Yeah. Is He glorified in us being sanctified? Él es glorificado en nosotros siendo sanctificados? Yes. But what's the end? ¿Cuál es el fin? What is the end of Him sanctifying us? What is the fin de Él sanctificando?
To enjoy Him forever?
Worship. Adoración. So that we worship better. Para que nosotros adoramos mejor. This is a process of the sanctification. Holiness sees the Lord. Santidad ve al Señor. So, you comes with David, ves, y lees los salmos con David. And he's so intimate with the Lord. Es tan íntimo con el Señor. Why? ¿Por qué? How does he speak so intimately with the Lord? ¿Cómo habla en tanto intimacía con el Señor? Because he knows him. Porque lo conoce.
I think your relationship grows and closer as you're being sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your learning
who he is. Tu relación crece, como María dijo, más y más íntimo. Sanctificado porque conoces a Dios más. ¿De help?
Yes, I have one more.
Okay, good.
Or not.
Keep going.
It says, the dominion of the whole body of sin is destroyed. And what something you said when you were saying it, do you want to read it in the other one?
El dominio de todo el cuerpo.
Something you said made me understand it as that is why the pattern of our life is not sin.
Eso es lo razón que el patrón de nuestra vida.
So, because when you were first reading it, what I saw was if the dominion of sin, I don't really necessarily understand the whole body of sin. If the dominion of sin is destroyed in my life, I should be able to never sin.
Sin still dwells in us. El pecado todavía habita en nosotros. Paul in Romans 7. When I sin, cuando peco, he says, it's not I who do it, does it. Es decir, no soy yo quien lo hace. And the reason is because I'm not who I was. Yo no soy quien ruled by sin. I'm no longer a slave, right? I'm wooed, estoy coqueteado, and I'm pulled, estoy jalado. I fall into sin every day, cae en pecado todos. Not that's no longer my nature in Christ. Notice me that list increase in my, I'm a new creation. Soy nueva criatura. Y a veces, they don't rule. Sin, the verse says, sin no longer rules our mortal body. Dice el versículo, pecado ya no reina más en nuestro cuerpo mortal. That's where they're getting that from.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I guess yeah. So in my first thought, I think actually was that's not my experience, that the dominion of sin is destroyed. And that's not how it feels.
Yeah, because we look at the mirror of God's word and we say, I mean, I blew it, right? However, I'm not a slave to sin in Christ. That dominion's gone. I think sometimes as in Christ, we forget this. Creo que muchas veces en Cristo olvidamos. Before Christ, we could only sin. Antes de Cristo, solo podemos pecar. It isn't that we sin sometimes. No es que a veces pecamos. And we failed at times. Y fracamos a veces. The text says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, draw for the glory of God. The text dice, si comeres o beberes, hace todo por la gloria de Dios. We were incapable of doing anything for the glory of God. Estamos incapaz de hacer cualquier cosa por la gloria de Dios. Romanos 3, we were not capable of anything good. No éramos capaces de nada bueno. So sin reign. Cabo reino. But when Christ came, pero cuando Cristo vino, we now have a new king in our life. Tenemos otro rey en nuestra vida, and sin no longer reigns. El pecado no reina. It doesn't mean we are without sin, but it no longer reigns. Pero no reina.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So, what do we mean by the indwelling Spirit or having the Holy Spirit? ¿Qué queremos decir a tener Espíritu Santo? I've got some points I want to bring out. Tengo unos puntos que quiero sacar. And we're only going to do 4 today if we have time. Solo vamos a hacer. Si no es tiempo, my watch doesn't work. Mi reloj no sirve, so I don't even know what time it is. No sé qué. I have it right here. 10:25. Okay. 10:25. So, a few, maybe we want to get through all 4 of them. Tal vez no llegamos a las 4. Number 1, there is obviously a conviction of sin. Obviamente hay una convicción de pecado. John 16. Si puedes ir conmigo a Juan 16. John 16.
Pastor Jonathan, It cut out for a minute. What was your first point? A conviction of sin, you said?
Obviously, it's conviction of sin. Obviamente, it's conviction de have the Holy Spirit. ¿Qué quiere decir tener el Espíritu Santo? First of all, obviously, it is conviction of the Holy Spirit, of sin. Obviamente, it's conviction del pecado. So, John chapter 16, Juan, epístola 16. And versículo 8. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. He say, dice en español Juan 16:8. Y cuando él venga, convencerá el mundo de pecado, de justicia y juicio. So, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. El Espíritu Santo nos convence del pecado. So, this is the first moving of the Spirit upon man. Ese es el primer movimiento del Espíritu sobre el hombre. Well, without the convicting of the Holy Spirit of sin, sin la convicción del Espíritu Santo de pecado, no man can be saved. Ningún hombre puede ser salvo. He will not come to Jesus for refuge without seeing his own sin. No vendrá a Jesús para refugio sin ver su pecado. So, the first evidence, if we want to say the primera evidencia, si queremos decir, of the presence of the Spirit, the presence of the Spirit Santo, is the conviction of sin, is conviction de pecado. But it's not just initially. Pero no solamente inicialmente. It's with us. It's con nosotros. Right? And we have this constant bearing against our lives. Tenemos una constantemente carga contra nuestra vida. When we sin, cuando pecamos. Because of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Does that make sense?
Something? I have a question.
Yes.
Or a comment, actually. So, like, you heard, they have heard the Jews, right?
So, you also have heard kind of, you're on escuchado the Evangelio, the buen noticia.
So, I'm thinking of people that had grown up in the church.
Estoy pensando en gente que ha crecido en la iglesia.
That then live a life apart from God.
Que vivieron una vida apartada de Dios.
But at some point, especially when sick or going through some kind of tribulation.
Pero en un punto, cuando están enfermos o pasan una tribulación.
They seek God.
Buscan a Dios.
Because that's what they learned.
Porque eso es lo que aprendieron.
When they were good news.
Cuando fueron predicados buenas noticias.
So, that connection, I don't get it.
Esta conexión no lo entiendo. Okay, let me try to help. I think it's a good question. Creo que es buena pregunta. Déjame tratar de ayudar. Let's take John chapter 6. Vamos a tomar Juan capítulo 6. They just had their bellies filled because Jesus did a miracle. Acaban de tener sus estómagos llenos porque Jesús hizo un milagro. So they come looking for Jesus. Viniendo buscando Jesús. In John chapter 6, in Juan capítulo 6, and what do they want from him? ¿Qué quieren de él? What sign will you do? What signal about that there? And what they're asking is, I have a need and you're to fill it because that's who you are. Yo tengo una necesidad y debes cumplirlo porque ese eres tú. Many times, I think people who grew up in church like that, creo que mucha gente que crecieron en la iglesia así, have this idea of God, he pulls me out of the hole. And esa idea de Dios, I don't desire a relationship with him. Yo no deseo relación con él. I just want him to get me out of the hole. Solo quiero que él me saque del hoyo. And in many ways, in muchas maneras, let's say that you're driving home today and your car breaks down. Vamos a decir que estás yendo a tu casa hoy y descompuso su carro. Who are you going to call, Mary? ¿Quién va a llamar, Mary?
My husband.
Mi esposo, ¿no? Desde who are you
going to call? I don't know.
Who's going to be your first phone call? You're sitting on the side of the road. You need help.
The people with my insurance.
Okay.
Maybe?
Tu seguranza. Kathleen, who are you going to call?
And my next turn, right now he's sick. You.
Uh-huh. And rightfully so. Justamente. You can call me.
I'll call you too. That's my answer. There you go. Sorry.
Yeah, I remember. You happened one time. One time.
Yeah, you called you.
That's how some people see God. Eso es como la gente ve a Dios. There's no one here that can pull me out of the situation. No hay nadie que me puede sacar de esa situación. So I'm going to use my lifeline to call God. Voy a usar mi línea para llamar a Dios. We see that through the whole Bible.
And I understand that.
Vemos eso en toda la Biblia.
Y entiendo eso. But what about when that same person then says, it is God's will, and if he takes me, how do you get that?
Uh-huh.
I'm an unbeliever.
Yeah, in la misma persona, dice, es la voluntad de Dios, y él me lleva. So there's a sense where someone can just be in poor faith, be a true convert, and just not have grown much. Hay un sentido que alguien puede ser un convertido real y no crecieran mucho, ¿no? But then there's a sense where there is a false sense of security. Pero también hay un sentido que hay una falsa sentido de seguridad. And it's foolish to say something like that. Es una necedad de decir algo así. The Lord takes me, he takes me. Señor, me lleva, me lleva.
And it is his will. I mean,
and it's true voluntad.
That's why you're speaking,
yeah.
Like,
uh-huh. It's true voluntad. It's like, you don't even know what you're saying. Ni entiendes lo que estás diciendo. You're going to enter eternity when his judgment. Vas a entrar en eternidad en su juicio, you know? And so it's the lack of understanding of God. It's the fault of entendimiento de Dios. So there's that. Hay eso. No? So when we talk about the conviction of sin, cuando hay la convicción de pecado, I'm not speaking of just the initial, I feel bad about my sin. No estoy hablando solamente inicialmente, yo me siento mal en mi pecado. But that I feel the weight of it. Yo siento el peso de eso. Because everybody in a sense, todos en un sentido, feel bad for wrongs. Se siente mal por cosas malas que hacen. That's not always the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. No siempre es el Espíritu Santo. The conviction of the Spirit is that he lets us see the wrong that we've done. La convicción del Espíritu Santo que él nos deja ver el mal que hemos hecho against God, en contra de Dios. Are we ready to move to the next point, or somebody has another question? ¿Estamos listos a seguir el siguiente punto, or alguien tiene otro problema?
So, I think I have another question.
Okay.
If you live in I don't have a question. I can't phrase it well.
Okay. Maybe the next point will help.
Okay.
That was the siguiente punto. Okay, second point. So first, the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Primero, convicción del Espíritu Santo. What is it meant by having the Holy Spirit? ¿Qué quiere decir teniendo el Espíritu Santo? Segundo, there is the seal of the Spirit. Hay el sello del Espíritu Santo. And I think this is the difficult one. Yo creo que este es el difícil. So, if you look at Ephesians chapter 1, si ves en Efesios capítulo 1. If somebody wants to read verse 13, si alguien quiere leer versículo 13, Ephesians 1, 13, Efesios 1, 13.
All right.
Okay.
In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
Okay, so just want to, déjame leerlo en español. Dice, en él también vosotros habiendo oído la palabra de verdad, el evangelio de vuestra salvación, y habiendo en él, fuisteis sellados con el Espíritu Santo de la promesa. So you have a process here. It's a process. Like you heard the gospel. Escuchaste el evangelio. You responded in faith. Respondiste in faith. And then what happened? ¿Qué pasa después? Sealed, right? With the Holy Spirit. Now, we'll get into the implications of that even more so later on. Vamos a meternos en las implicaciones de esta aún más allá. But this is where we come in with the doctrine of perseverance of the saints. Es donde metemos la doctrina de perseverancia de los santos, right? The one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. Quien empezó la buena obra en ti, traerlo, terminarlo en el día de Cristo Jesús, right? So, the sealing of the Holy Spirit is a surety, ¿no? El sellado del Espíritu Santo es una seguranza. But the question I want to ask, pero la pregunta que quiero hacer, is what is the sealing? ¿Cuál es el sello? It is a principal work in sanctification. Es la obra principal en sanctificación. So, it is the first work in sanctification. It's the primer obra en sanctificación. You are sealed, his. Estás sellado, son, eres suyo. So, he has you in his hand and no one can snatch you out. Él te tiene en la mano y nadie te puede arrebatar, ¿no? It is the principal work in sanctification, is obra principal, sanctificación, where the will and image of God is pressed upon man. Donde el voluntad y imagen de Dios está impuesto sobre el hombre, right? So, now here, let me define this. Let me define this. Because when I use the will, the word the will of God, when I use the palabra voluntad de Dios, everyone says, wait. That's like a mystery that we have to find out. Those dicen, es just como un misterio que tenemos que encontrar. How is it that on salvation, his will is pressed on my life? Como es en salvación, su voluntad está impuesto sobre mi vida when so many times I'm asking in prayer, what is your will? Cuando tantas veces estoy haciendo la pregunta en oración, ¿cuál es tu voluntad? When I speak of the will of God, I speak in the sense of Thessalonians. Cuando hablo de la voluntad de Dios, hablo en el sentido de Thessalonians. This is the will of you in Christ Jesus. This is the will, the voluntad de Dios para ti en Cristo Jesús. The will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Your holiness, tu santidad. So, when the will and image of God is pressed on the heart, cuando la voluntad y imagen de Dios está impuesto sobre el corazón, I know what pleases the Lord. Yo sé que agrada al Señor. I know my life before didn't. Sé que mi vida antes no lo hacía. And I know that I need to work toward holiness. Yo necesito trabajar a la santidad. I need to push towards, strive for it, like it says. Yo necesito luchar por ella, como dice. So, this of God on man. Ese sello deja una semejanza de Dios en el hombre. Right? So, like Edwin was preaching yesterday, they were called Christians. Como Edwin estaba predicando ayer, estaban llamados cristianos. Like Christ. Como Cristo. The seal of the Holy Spirit, el sello del Espíritu Santo. Our nature is changed. Nuestra naturaleza está cambiado. And the image of God placed in our hearts. Imagine that Dios puesto en nuestro corazón. And we now become a light to the world. Estamos como una luz al mundo. They're like God. Son como Dios. So, I want you to see this. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Quiero que veas este. 2 Timoteo capítulo 2. Somebody wants to read this. 2:19. 2 Timoteo 2:19. Yeah, 2 Timothy 2:19.
Nevertheless, the this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ.
Pero este fundamento de Dios está firme, teniendo este sello. Conoce el Señor a los que son suyos y apártese de iniquidad todo lo que invoca el nombre de Cristo. So, we see a connection here. Vemos una conexión aquí. The Lord knows they are his because he sealed them. El Señor sabe que son suyos, lo ha sellado, ¿no? And what is the requirement? ¿Y cuál es el requerimiento?
Depart from iniquity.
Apártense de iniquidad. So, you see, this seal is the principal work in sanctification. Este sello es el obra principal en la sanctificación. It is the Spirit bearing witness in our lives, el Espíritu dando testimonio en nuestras vidas. And so I want you to see it like this. Quiero que veas así. The seal is a witness. El sello es un testimonio. So the sealing of the Holy Spirit in us, el sello del Espíritu Santo en nosotros, is the testimony, is a testimony, no? So let's look at an example. Also made out in temple. In the life of David, in the Vida de David, he's called a man after God's own heart. Él está llamado como un Dios, como el corazón de Dios. How is that possible? ¿Cómo eso es posible? Is he not a murderer? ¿No es un asesino? Is he not an adulterer? ¿No es un adultero?
He was convicted.
Ah, how do we know he's a Christian? ¿Cómo sabemos que es cristiano? What did he do? ¿Qué hizo? He repented. Él arrepentió. So, you see the seal. Ves el sello. We see the witness. Vemos el testimonio that he is God. Él es de Dios. We see it in Job. Vemos en Job. Just curse God and die. Solo malditas a Dios y mueres. I can't. Yo no puedo. Is it that you have the witness? Tienes un testimonio. So one more. Uno más in 1 John 5 and 1 Juan 5, 10. Somebody else want to read that? Alguien más quiere leer. That's the 1 John 5 and 1 Juan 5, 10.
I have it.
That's good.
1 John 5:10. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son.
Okay, so the one who believes has what? El quien cree tiene que. Oh yeah, sorry. In Spanish, in español. Primero Juan 5:10. El que cree en el Hijo de Dios tiene el testimonio en sí mismo. El que no cree a Dios le ha hecho mentiroso porque no ha creído en el testimonio que Dios ha dado acerca de su Hijo. So, the one who's believed has what? El que cree tiene que.
The testimony.
What is the testimony? Oh, the testimony. The seal. The seal. El sello. So, and what is the seal? ¿Y cuál es el sello? The Holy Spirit. El Espíritu Santo. So, the Spirit is a witness in our lives. The Spirit is un testimonio en nuestra vida. It's the seal, el sello. this is the grounds which an interest in Christ is to be seen and proved. Estos son los fundamentos donde un interés en Cristo está visto y probado. It's in every believer. Está en todos los creyentes. It's sure. It's seguro. It's not always a clear and manifested witness. No siempre es un claro y testimonio manifestado.
Not always a clear and what witness?
Manifested witness. So if we go back to the example of David, si regresamos al ejemplo de David. When he killed Uriah and took Bathsheba, when él mató Urias y tomó Bethabé, was it a clear testimony? Era un claro testimony? No. It was a clear in his repentance? Era claro en su arrepentimiento?
Yeah.
Yes, sí.
I have a question about that.
Okay.
It was somebody else that came to him and gave him an example of what?
Nathan.
Okay, I can remember.
Yeah.
And then he repented. So it didn't come from him. They repent.
God
the conviction, I guess.
Yeah, God used the prophet.
So it could be anywhere. Just
the Holy Spirit working in Nathan, bringing it about. The Spirit Santo trabajando en Nathan para traer esto.
It's kind of like if we are sinning, and we might not clearly see we're sinning, and then a friend, let's say you, Mary Bell, comes to me and say, "Christine, I've noticed this in your life. And the Lord uses you to convict me after I pray and examine my heart, then I'm convicted."
Mm-hmm.
But yep. Wouldn't the Holy Spirit would have told me that first?
He did.
But not through another person.
But he did use the church or the prophet to do so. It's the moving of God.
I get that. I was just seeing him a man after God's heart.
I'm going to say David knew it before Nathan came.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he did.
Yo voy a decir que David sabía antes que Nathan venía. He tried to hide it. Trató de esconderlo. And I believe he had conviction in his heart. Porque tuvo convicción en su corazón. But the Lord used Nathan to push along the conviction. The Señor usó Nathan para empujar convicción.
Well, I guess we sometimes do things that we don't see as a sin.
Yeah. A veces hacemos cosas que no vemos como pecado. David knew that was a sin. David sabía que este era pecado. Now, so Nathan gives him this example. Nathan le da un ejemplo. And David says, kill the man. Y David dice, mate el hombre. He said, you're the man. He said, tú eres el hombre. David didn't have to say, how am I the man? David no tiene que decir, ¿cómo soy el hombre yo? He knew immediately. Él sabía inmediatamente what Nathan was referring to. ¿Qué estaba refiriendo a Nathan?
So when, I think you were quoting from the book, not always appear a manifested witness.
Yes.
So that example of David, because when I first heard it, I thought not always appear manifested witness, as in not in every person is it clear and manifested. But with your example of David, it makes it seem more like, and it makes more sense to me to say, in every person it's going to be clear and manifested, but not all the time.
All the time, that's right. So it's we have this sure seal. Tenemos ese sello seguro. You don't see it every second of my life. No lo ves cada segundo de mi vida. That's why it's the comfort given to us. No one can snatch you out of his hand. Por eso la consolación nos da la nadie puede arrebatarte de su mano. The comfort given to us, the consolación dado a nosotros, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nadie puede separarnos del amor de Dios en Cristo Jesús. Yeah, but I blew it. But yo fracasé. This witness bears in your life your seat. Este testigo da testimonio de vida, está sellado. Didn't work. No, you guys want to do one more? ¿Quieren hacer uno más? It's my favorite one. It's my favorite for you. Yes, ma'am. Sí? Okay. Third, tercera. So first, primera, there's an obvious conviction of sin. Hay una obvio convicción de pecado. Second, there's a seal of the Spirit. Segundo, sello del Espíritu. And third, there is communion with God. Hay comunión con el Señor. So, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? ¿Qué quiere decir ser lleno del Espíritu Santo? So, I need to make a distinction too. Debo hacer una distinción. I hold the position, yo tomo la position. There's a difference, hay una diferencia. In the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, habitación del Espíritu Santo, that comes in our lives, que viene en nuestra vida, when we repent and believe. Repentemos y creemos. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Está sellado con el Espíritu Santo. There is a difference in that indwelling, hay una diferencia en esta habitación, and the moving of the Spirit in our lives at times. El momento del Espíritu Santo sobre nuestras vidas en tiempos. So, we pray, God, move here today with your Spirit. Nosotros oramos, mueves aquí hoy en tu Espíritu. Give me your Spirit to preach like this. Dame tu espíritu para predicar. Así, I'm not asking for him to come dwell in me again. No estoy pidiendo que él viene a habitar en mí otra vez. I'm asking for him to move in our hearts. Estoy pidiendo que él mueva en nuestros corazones. Do you understand that? Do you understand this one?
Like getting a booster shot.
I don't like the analogy. Nobody looks like Malaquia, but in a sense, and in sentido. And we don't have time to get into this. No tenemos tiempo de meternos tanto en esta. But I believe that's what we see in Acts. Pero creo que eso es lo que vemos en Hechos. So you have the disciples who had repented and believed. Tienes discípulos que repentieron y creyeron. And then you have the giving of the Spirit for the advancement of the gospel. Y después tienes el dado el Espíritu Santo por el avanzamiento del Evangelio. And for the establishment of the church, the establishment of the iglesia, you have Peter passing his shadow, Pedro pasando su sombra, and people healed y gente sanados. That's not the indwelling Spirit, nor is the habitación del Espíritu Santo. No? That is the moving of the Spirit in external ways, moviendo del Espíritu Santo in form of external. So, I think it's right to say, move on our hearts and your spirit. Creo que es correcto decir, mueve nuestros corazones en tu espíritu, and that not asking for the Holy Spirit to come seal me again. Y este no pidiendo que el Espíritu Santo venga a sellarme otra vez. I think that's what David's referring to. Creo que es lo que está refiriendo David. Take not your spirit from me. No quitas tu espíritu de mí. Not because he could lose the spirit. No porque él podía perder el Espíritu Santo. He just wanted the intimacy and communion with God.
Refreshment?
Él quería la intimacy y comunión con el Señor, ¿no? That's what we're, but when we speak of the communion with God, cuando hablamos de comunión con Dios, we're speaking of a common interest. Estamos hablando de un interés común. God and man. Dios y el hombre. Who are in covenant by the blood of Jesus. Quienes están en pacto por la sangre de Jesús. No. When we speak of communion with God, when hablamos de comunión con Dios, I remember I had a friend in college, recuerdo que yo tenía una amiga en la universidad. I hadn't seen her in a while, no había visto a ella en mucho tiempo, and she wanted to meet me for coffee one morning. Quería juntar conmigo con un café. Una mañana we went and asked how she's doing. Fui a preguntar cómo está. Oh, marvelous. I had great time of coffee with God this morning. Tuvo gran tiempo de café con Dios esta mañana. I came and met with God. Yo vino a juntar con Dios. That's a false idea of communion with God. Es una idea falso de comunión con Dios. Oftentimes, when we think about communion with God, muchas veces cuando pensamos en comunión con Dios, we think me looking for Him. Yo buscando Él, and let's see if I can get close enough to have that intimacy. Y voy a ver si yo puedo acercarme tanto para tener esa intimacía. No. Communion with God, la comunión con Dios, is His interest for us and our interest for Him together. Es su interés por nosotros y nuestro interés por Él juntos. That is that communion. Es esta comunión. It's why we're given the example of Christ and the church as a marriage. Es la razón que estamos dado Cristo y la Iglesia como un matrimonio. That we submit to Christ and He pours His love on us. Nosotros sujetamos a Cristo y Él derramamos su amor por nosotros. And we're in communion one with another. Estamos en comunión uno con otro. I mean by this, quiero decir por esto, the sensible presence of God that refreshes our souls. La presencia sensible de Dios que refresca nuestra alma. It's a constant communion as well. Pero también es una comunión constante. In that it can't be lost. En que no puede ser perdido. And this is where we see the importance of understanding theology. Y eso es donde vemos la importancia de entender teología, ¿no? So, Psalm 46, Salmo 46. Even if earth is removed and the mountains are thrown into the sea. Aunque si está conmovido la tierra y los montes tirados al mar, I will not fear. No temeré. Why? Okay. He is my refuge. Él es mi refugio. Right? So what is the scenario in that passage? What is the scenario in this passage? The earth is removed and the mountains are thrown into the sea. La tierra está quitado y los montes tirados al mar. It's a disaster in your life. It's a disaster in tu vida. Something major just happened. Algo mayor acaba de pasar. And you're destitute. Está destituido. No? And what is the response of the psalmist? He called it the respuesta del psalmista. I'm not going to fear. You know, voy a temer. And why? Por qué? He's my refuge. Él es mi refugio. So we take the doctrine of providence, tomamos la doctrina de providencia, and we say, because I've learned providence, porque he aprendido providencia, of the providence of God, the providence of Dios, whatever happens, lo que pasa, I know I rest in Him. Yo sé que yo reposo en él. Same thing Matthew 7, mismo cosa Mateo 7. The man builds his house on the sand. Un hombre edifica su casa sobre la arena. And what is meant by sand there? What is, ¿por qué decir arena? I'll tell you. I believe it is bad foundations of doctrine. Creo que es mal fundamentos de doctrina. What happens when the wind and waves come? ¿Qué pasa cuando vienen los la viento y las olas? It falls.
Because what you thought was true doctrine shows itself to be untrue?
Shows itself to not be stable, yes. Muestra no ser estable. But then the other man builds his house on the rock. He's built his life. El otro hombre edifica su casa sobre la roca. Él edificado su vida. He has searched into God. Ha buscado a Dios. He knows the doctrine of God. Él sabe la doctrina de Dios. The wind and the waves come. The viento y la olas vienen. What happens? ¿Qué pasa?
It will stand.
It stands. Para. That is that communion. Esta es esta comunión. And so we see the importance of theology in our communion with God. Entonces vemos la importancia de nuestra teología con comunión con Dios. Let me give you a bad example. Have it up there in my life. Let's say that I hold the doctrine that if I'm sick, it's because I lack faith. Vamos a decir que yo mantengo la doctrina si estoy enfermo es porque falta fe. I get sick. Enfermo. What does my communion with God look like? ¿Cómo se mide mi comunión con Dios?
Very frail.
Very frail. Muy frágil, ¿no? But let's say that I believe in the absolute providence of God in all things. Vamos a decir que creo en la providencia absoluta de Dios en todas las cosas. And I get sick. Enfermo. What does Job do? He has a hope. God, don't stop with just my children and all this stuff. No, no paras con todos mis hijos y todas estas cosas. Take my clothes as well. Quita mi ropa también. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Pero bendito sea el nombre del Señor. Where does that come from? ¿Dónde viene esta? The communion that he has because of the doctrine that he has. La comunión que él tiene por la doctrina que tiene. So.
It's hard.
Very hard. Es muy difícil.
Is that just special people?
No. Eso no es gente solo especial. What we're talking about...
I know. Well, no, go ahead.
Lo que estamos hablando, what we're talking about, is the presence of the Spirit in us. is some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Unos 30, unos 60, y unos 100. Let's just take a situation that we go through now. Vamos a tomar una situación que pasamos ahorita. And make me go through that same situation 10 years ago. Me hace pasar esta misma situación hace 10 años. How am I going to respond? ¿Cómo voy a responder?
Not as good then as now.
Ajá. No tan bueno ahí que ahora.
Maybe.
Why? ¿Por qué?
You know God better.
I know more of God. Say más de Dios. I know more of my communion with Him. Say más de mi comunión con Él. And sometimes it seems like we go through more now. A veces parece que vamos, pasamos más ahora. Of the grace of God. And causing us to trust Him more. And Pablo dice, por la gracia de Dios, causándolo confiarnos más, my grace is sufficient. Mi gracia es suficiente para ti. And so, that communion, esta comunión, is why it's important for our doctrine, for us to be theological. Por eso es importante que seamos teológicos, that we grow in theology, and we grow in the application of theology. Y crecemos en la aplicación de teología, so that we have greater communion with God. Tenemos mayor comunión con Dios. Okay, let me explain it this way. Let me explicar this formal. I was just reminiscing this week. Estaba pensando esta semana. I heard a man preach on the attributes of God one time. Escuché un hombre predicando sobre atributos de Dios una vez. It was a Stephen Yule.
Oh.
And it was a conference on the attributes of God. And it was a conference on the attributes of Dios. And this guy is super smart. Es hombre demasiado inteligente. And he stands up in the pulpit, para el pulpito, and the first thing he says, primer cosa que él dijo, I just want to say that God doesn't have attributes. So que decir que Dios no tiene atributos. It is who He is. Es quien es. And I can remember thinking, what does he even mean? Yo recuerdo pensando, ¿qué quiere decir esto? He is love. He is just. Él es amor. Él es justo. We don't attribute these things to him. No atribuimos esas cosas a él. He is. Él es. So when I learn of the love of God, cuando yo aprendo del amor de Dios, I'm not learning of an aspect of God. No estoy aprendiendo de un aspecto de Dios. I'm learning of God. Estoy aprendiendo de Dios. And so that leads to intimacy with Him. Entonces esto me lleva a intimacía con Él. And so when we learn through the Word of God, through the means of grace, cuando aprendemos la palabra de Dios, los medios de gracia, theology, you'll hear. Through circumstances, how to apply our theology, cómo aplicar nuestra teología, we grow in an understanding of who God is. Crecemos en un entendimiento de quién es Dios, and know Christ more. Por eso Pablo dice, conocer Cristo más. I desire to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and crucified. No deseo saber nada entre ustedes, vosotros, solo Cristo y yo crucificado. So that I have a greater communion. Para que tenga un mayor comunión. So this happens in worship. Esto pasa en adoración. It's not equal in all people. No es igual en todas las personas. It's not equal in our own lives now than it was 10 years ago. No es igual en nuestras vidas ahora que era antes 10 años. And it is the importance of the church as well. Y también es la importancia de la iglesia también. So that we grow in our understanding of God through the means by which He's given us. Para que crecemos en nuestro entendimiento de Dios en los medios que Él nos ha dado. So, the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, habitación del Espíritu Santo, is that communion, is esta comunión, that we're constantly growing in intimacy. Que constantemente estamos creciendo en intimacía. No? It's not this warm, fuzzy feeling. No es ese sentido
agradable
or emoción. It is rock solid. It's solid. Right? So, I know whom I believe. I'm persuaded. He's able. Yo sé quien he creído y soy persuadido que él es capaz. Right? That's that communion. Esta es esta comunión. Okay, questions.
I have a comment, if I can.
I don't know.
Okay, ladies.
But here you
El problema is Jonathan. I love what Marie Bell said about it just seems so hard, and it is hard. I mean, it's hard, and that's why I think we have to pursue these things. We have to be in scripture. We have to be in prayer. We have to surround ourselves with friends that will point us to Christ during these trials. And like you guys were saying, you know, like from when my sister took her own life, he taught me through that trial to praise him through all my storms. And so he built through that trial. I say small trial, it's huge, but it was small too, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, but he used that to grow me in intimacy with him and in communion through his word and the spirit indwelling in me. And then we come to the next trial and he grows me in that. But it's not one that I just sit and say, oh, he's going to grow me through this time. Pursue him in the trial. And it's hard work and it's wrestling with your minds. It's taking those ungodly thoughts and turning them into biblical thoughts from the word of God. So I love what you say, Mary Bell, that it's hard because it is. And if anybody says trials are easy, I don't know. I'd be curious to hear why it's so easy for them.
I remember when we first sang the song, Though You Slay Me.
Christine, I still do.
Yo recuerdo que cuando apenas cantamos la canción, aunque me humilles, and someone came to me, alguien me acercó, why are we singing that? ¿Por qué estamos cantando esto? That's a terrible song. Una canción terrible. And it really bothered me. Y me molestó. And the reason was, we don't know that we're going to do that. No sabemos que si vamos a hacer eso. And there's truth to that.
Wait, it bothered you? The song bothered you?
It bothered me that someone said that. Me preocupó que alguien dijo eso. We don't know what we're going to do. No sabemos qué vamos a hacer. And my first answer was, what else am I going to do? Mi primera respuesta es, ¿qué más voy a hacer? Even though he slays me, I don't give me a media. What else do you want me to do? ¿Qué más que quieres que haga? But there was a time in my walk when maybe there was an uncertainty. Hay un tiempo en mi andar con Cristo que había una incertidumbre. You know, like, I don't know how I respond in this situation. No sé qué respond, cómo responderé en esta situación. And I'm not saying now, no estoy diciendo ahora, that I would respond rightly in the situation, que responderé correctamente en la situación. But as we grow in our understanding of God, mientras crecemos en nuestro entendimiento de Dios, the communion under his sovereignty, la comunión bajo su soberanía, resting on his providence and care, reposando en su providencia y su cuidado, and the hope we have in Christ, la esperanza que tenemos en Cristo, that communion is all the more sweet. Esta comunión es más dulce, even though it's difficult, aunque es difícil. And like Christine said, como Christine dijo, we have to fight for that. Tenemos que luchar con esta. There's times where the fight's easier. Hay tiempo que la lucha es más difícil y fácil. And there's times where the fight is more difficult. Y hay tiempos que la lucha es más difícil. I don't know if I should say this. No sé si debo decir esto, but this week I was, this past week, esta semana pasada, I was really battling with depression. Estaba luchando con depresión. But I just came to a point, solo llegué a un punto donde I just decided I'm just not even gonna bother with it. Ni me voy a preocupar con it. I have too much to do, tengo demasiado que hacer, and I know it's just a stupid feeling. Y solo que sé que es una, sentido necio, no? So I'm just not even gonna, like Paul says, I just wanna take the thought captive. Como Pablo dijo, solo voy a tomar captivo mi pensamiento. That, I think that's what we're to do. Creo que eso es lo que debemos hacer. And in that battle, en esa batalla, the way in which we battle, la forma en que batallamos, like Christine said, como Christine dijo, is in the word trusting God, in the palabra confiando en Dios. And that leads us to greater intimacy. Esto nos lleva a mayor intimacy. But I want you to know, quiero decir, that communion that we have with God, esta comunión que tenemos con Dios, as a fruit of the indwelling of the Spirit, como un fruto de habitación del Espíritu Santo, is constant. It's constant. We see it in the invitation to come to the throne of grace. Vemos en la invitación de venir al trono de gracia. Because of the blood of Christ, we always have communion with God. For the sangre de Cristo siempre tenemos comunión con Dios.
We had a pastor.
Tuvimos un pastor.
Who in his later years developed Alzheimer's.
En su, cuando estaba más, de más edad, tenía Alzheimer's.
He had to go into care.
Tenía que meterse a una cuidado.
He didn't know his wife or his children or grandchildren.
No reconoció su esposa, sus nietos, sus hijos.
But the nurses said every morning.
Pero los enfermeras dijeron cada mañana.
He got up, put on his suit and tie.
Él se levantó y puso su traje y su corbata.
He got his Bible.
Tomó su Biblia.
And he went door to door sharing the gospel.
Y fue puerta a puerta enseñando el evangelio.
That's the one thing he remembered.
Esa es la única cosa que él recordó. Amen. A great testimony, a grand testimony. I pray that when we come to the end of our lives, creo que cuando llegamos, yo oro que cuando llegamos a finales de nuestras vidas, if there's one thing we remember, it's Christ. Si hay una cosa que recordamos, es Cristo.
Maybe we're at the end, and we should be doing that.
Tal vez estamos en el fin.
Maybe.
You're right. Amen. Anybody else? Question or comment? Alguien más pregunta con that? I like talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. A mí me gusta hablar de la obra del Espíritu Santo. He is our comforter. Well, thank you for joining us online. Gracias por juntarnos en línea. Everyone except Christine. And next week we will continue with more of what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Vamos a continuar la siguiente semana con más de lo que quiere decir llenos del Espíritu Santo. Amen.